up at the Christian church. An old man would come in here, and I'd go to sleep on my mother's lap, and if I'd wake up, and he'd
preach. Well, she would take you as a child to listen to a two-hour sermon?
Yes, and I had to sit still, too.
Oh, my goodness, how'd you ever do it?
But I had to go, but he came in what we call Stringtown out here. He'd come in here and preach one night.
Paul, for 2 hours?
Yeah, one, two. No, and I told you to give you the other story. I don't want to make a repetition here because I gave you the story about the one man going to know if the preacher always went home with one of the congregation, and he's the only man there, and Stuart had to go home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think I told you, too, about the Baptist church. I was there mm-hmm. one night when he prayed for those people to hump on their back, praying for the Christians.
Yeah, what?
He's praying for the Christian people, and he prayed for those people with a hump on their back. They were called Camelites. That's was their early name.
Huh.
My mother was a member. They were called Camelites. Oh. It made her mad when they did, but at the same time, that's what they were called.
Hmm.
And this man prayed for the people with a hump on their back.
Oh, my God.
And... And then their church always used to, they didn't allow you, the Baptist, go to any churches, dances or anything. You couldn't do anything of that kind. If they did, they turned you out. Mm-hmm. Then they had a big revival the first year and took them all back.
Oh, I see.
They done the same thing over.
They were all like
that. Of course, that's years ago. I don't think they'd do such a thing now. No churches are like they used to be.
Do they have responsive reading and psalms?
Yes, we have responsive. We had then. Mm-hmm. The thing then we used to have is long prayers we don't have now.
Mm-hmm. No.
We had a man that preached in prayer meeting, always got up and he'd pray and pray, and his wife sit by him, and we'd see her go to pulling on his coat, and we'd wait there for a little while. She'd pull on his coat. She thought he'd pray long enough to see her. When our church first started, he was the father of our school teacher.
Hmm.
He was the director at that school a long time.
Did they ever use the term ballad for in the church? Sing, ever called hymns here?
Yes.
They used to have used
yes,
that?
Yes, that's used a long, long time ago, though.
What was it called? A song?
Yes, it was a song. It was a short song. It wasn't a long song. More like some of the Psalms or something more. Oh. I remember them. Of course, that's so many years ago that I don't remember, but I can remember.
It was called a ballad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Were they beautiful? Or?
Well, they just... Nice tune, everybody could sing.
Mm-hmm.
Just for general congregation.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? Church will be over before I get there, or
yes,
by the time I get there, or what?
We're late. Church will be over before we get there.
Mm-hmm. What term did they used to use for Satan?
The devil.
Do they ever have any jocular terms, that is, amusing terms? Is it ever called the black man or anything like that?
Oh, yes, bad man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I heard of one woman, I remember especially, if a kid didn't do something, you know, the devil will get you.
Uh-huh. What about ghosts?
Well, some people believed in them.